changing, you can't hold it back. To live in a new world, we need to become new people. That is the heart of our discussion right now. To live in a new world, we need to become new people. It's a new world after the loss of a job. Millions of people right now, their worlds have changed. After a big loss of money, after the loss of a business, after the loss of a relationship, after the loss of a loved one, my heart goes out right now to anyone and everyone who's lost a loved one to COVID-19. I can sense your loss. Accept my sympathies right now. So sorry for your loss. I can only pray for you to receive peace, to receive strength, to receive comfort in your heart. And I'd just like to remind you, it's okay to grieve the ones we lose. And sometimes our grief is actually over a job or a relationship or things like that. However, we've got to stop the grief somewhere. The grieving has to have a stop point. Remember, this is a bend, it is not the end. And then life has to continue somewhere. So, to live in a new world. So our worlds change when we have massive changes in our lives like that. So to live in that new world, we need to become new people. Sometimes it's just after a change of seasons. It could be for a positive reason, like you just got married. That's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Your life will never remain the same. But please just bear in mind, you need to become a new person. It's a big jump from being single to being married. You don't just make decisions anyhow now. You need to consult with your partner. Okay, so my example, okay? I'll be vulnerable. I'll be honest with you, okay? So we get married. We do honeymoon. We get back, okay, to Lagos, our city at that time. And then I go to work. I resume work, and the first day, I tell my sweetheart, my beautiful wife, Nikki, I tell her, I'll close at 5. And then 5 o'clock, I could not close. 6 o'clock, I could not pull myself away from work. 7 o'clock, and then I get home, I think about 8 p.m. or so, she opens the door. Remember, there were no mobile phones at that time, okay? So there was no way for me to actually get across to her. With her eyes filled with tears. Oh my God, what went wrong? What happened to you? Are you okay? Say, oh, I'm okay. So what happened? Said, it was just a job, you know. Since I've been away for some weeks now, there was just a pile of work and so on. Said, okay. And then the next day, you know what happened? I came a little later. I came back home a little later. I just could not pull myself away from work. Then she said, this is it. Just tell me this is how it's going to be. I said, no, God forbid. And then I knew I had a problem, okay? But not long after that, there was this psychometric test that I ran, and I qualified fully as a workaholic. This had been my habit, but that's it. I attacked my job, okay? So, this was it. That's why I was finding it difficult to pull away from the job. I had not shifted my mindset. You're married now. You're responsible for somebody now or to somebody now. Go home, right? I did not make the change, so I had to begin to make the adjustment. So I'm just saying to somebody, you need to become a new person. So sometimes it's good news. You just got married or you've been married. Now you have a kid or you have two. Your life is changing. You need to adjust your schedule, adjust the way you think, adjust your priorities. Or perhaps you even just got promoted, okay? So you were supervising only yourself before, but now you're responsible for 10 people. You've got to adjust. They're giving you bigger goals to achieve now. You need new skills. We need to become new people to live in the new world. If you are in the developing part of the world, my heart goes out, sincerely speaking, you know, because that's where I come from, that's where I'm raised, okay? And I'm telling you, as somebody that has studied principles that create success for individuals, families, organizations, and even nations, principles have no respect for persons. Gravity has no respect for your color or anything, okay? Principles have no respect for persons. So I'm trying to see how to improve people's lives on a mass scale. And I realize if we are going to have new nations, we've got to become new people. We've got to do some shifting. We need to reinvent ourselves. But I'll keep that discussion for another day. Now, sometimes you need to reinvent simply because you need to move on after your last success. Do you hear me? Yes. I read the book, Home of My Cheese, by Spencer Johnson many years ago. It was a blast. I went through it with all of our staff. Home of My Cheese. The first principle there, they always move the cheese. What is working for you now? What's the guarantee it will work forever? So that's it. So even when you are successful, see, somebody, let's say, opens a new restaurant on the street. Everything is new. The carpet is new. The furniture is new. Everything is new. But you leave it like that for 5 years, and then it's old. The carpet is old. Sure, the utensils are old. And then somebody starts a new one down the street. If you don't renew, if you don't reinvent your restaurant, change the carpets, change this, renew this, change even the signboard, people are going to shift to the new one down the road. Listen, sometimes the people that find it the most difficult to shift, to change, are successful people. Yeah? Success sometimes gives us this sense of invincibility. We're doing well, so what else? Excuse me, you've got to be preparing for the next level. Now, in growing organizations from small to big, I had to reinvent. I had to stretch. In fact, I describe it this way. I had to die at one level to get to another level. I had to die at one level to move to the other level. I know some of the people attending this session may be pastors of churches, because that's the other part of the work that I do. And I'll tell you, to grow from small to big, I started out conducting all the naming ceremonies, okay, all the wedding ceremonies, doing all the preaching, and then I get to a point where growth happens, okay? And then you have loads of young people in church and they want to get married. So what are you going to do? First, we ask them, should we do mass wedding? We did a survey. Church members said, no, I want my own wedding. So fine, so we have to keep the weddings short and then run multiple sessions in a day. Okay, so presently, for example, so in the church that I pastor, sometimes we do 5 weddings, 6 weddings, 7 weddings. We can do 8 weddings, you know, on the same day. We use 2 halls concurrently and run 4. Like, how could I do that? It's not possible. I had to delegate it. I had to delegate. If you come from Nigeria, it's part of the tradition, Christian tradition, to name children on the 8th day. You go to the house of the family, you know, you go to that family's house. So I went to every part, you know, of the city of Lagos doing that. And then there was an explosion. As there was explosion in the weddings, there was explosion in the naming ceremonies. What are you going to do? And I'm supposed to preach on Sunday. I had to delegate it. Delegating, that was the dying. See, I really care about people. I like to be part of their joy, part of the most important ceremonies in their lives. And this is it. I had to let that go. Die at one level to evolve to another. And then that led to even more growth. Okay, so that's important, right? I'm just talking about the fact that if you're going to move from one level to the other, you literally die at one level. And that dying is loss of control, right? Yeah, when somebody dies, you don't control your hands, you don't control your legs. Even the thinking, you're not in control of it anymore. You're flexible, okay? The old you needs to literally disintegrate. You have to let go of some belief systems. Some of the things you have to let go of are good things, great ideas. I'm serious, great methods, great practices that brought you success at your current level. Get ready to reinvent. And then over time, I've then moved in my work from local to global. Starting in Nigeria, okay, and then went to the UK. It was time to go international, set up an office there. And I'm telling you, that came with all of its own issues. Challenges with immigration, for example. And things like, should I tell you or not? Should I? Some of us know the story. Okay, so one of those times I arrived in the UK and then they tell me you can go in. Cancel my 5-year visa and tell me to get on the next flight back to Nigeria then. So I got on a flight back to Abuja. Okay, those experiences, okay, in the process of my reinventing from being, you know, from local, I went to national, from national, now I'm going international. And then with time, then moved to set up, you know, offices, you know, in the US. So I can leverage technology to reach the whole world. I've been stretched, okay? The point I want to make is that I could have been stranded anywhere in between. Stranded by the fear of possible failure or not willing to stretch. This is important. To live in a new world, we've got to become new people. I'll never forget what my mentor said to me. That's Dr. David Oyedepo. I'll never forget, you know, the day he spoke to me. And this was essentially, it was many years ago. And this was essentially because things were working. Things were going well. This was some 22 or 23 years ago. Things were working well. And then he says to me, as a mentor, I know things are working well for you now, but you dare not imagine that this is the best that you're going to be. He said, life is a journey. Life is not a station. Anyone that tries to make it a station ends up in frustration. Wow, let's break it down, okay? I think he had a rail coach, right? The railway on his mind. Life is a journey. In other words, it's constant movement. Life is not a station. It's not stationary. Anyone that tries to make it a station ends up in frustration. You know why? Everything else is moving. Eventually, you will not be happy with yourself. Eventually, you will realize you have the potential to be more, you have the potential to do more, but because you did not stretch, you never found out. So remember, this is not the best you that there could be. There's a new you imagine, new you evolving, especially on the other side of the pandemic that we're going through right now. And it's going to be a better you. It will be a more successful you, a more prosperous you. You say, how? Don't worry. We're going to discuss. Okay, but don't worry about the how first. Just define first your dream, your goal. So that's the first step here. Steps to reinvention. Strategy number one, have a dream of the next level or the ultimate you. That's it. You've got to have a mental picture of the next level you. You've got to have a mental picture of the next level you. God gave you a gift. God gave you an equipment. It is called imagination. It is given to you for image formation. Okay, it turns impulses and ideas into pictures, into images. It's one of the most powerful gifts the Creator gave you on this planet. You know why? There's a principle that controls or governs human life. Whatever thought, picture, or idea you hold long enough in your mind, sincerely speaking, it will become your reality. It will attract its material equivalent into your life or create that material equivalent. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'll say that again because that is enough to change somebody's life. Any thought that you hold long enough in your heart and mind, it will ultimately become your reality. This is how you create the new you. Look at anything around you that man has created right now. it existed first as an idea in somebody's mind before it became a reality. All things are created twice, including your own life and your circumstances. There's first a mental creation and then a physical one. When you change your thoughts, you change your life. So you say, okay, so how does the imagination work? Well, the beautiful thing about the imagination is it is fluid. Your life presently is fixed. Where you are is where you are. Your height is your height, right? But in your imagination, you can stretch anything. You can bend anything. You can take two things that are not together right now and bring them together. Example, you take the picture of you, take the picture of a Bentley car, put the two of them together. Do they look beautiful? I think so. Right? Woo! Your imagination is the place where you overcome your limitations. Your imagination is where you break free, break through the current ceiling, shatter your current limitations and barriers. It's your imagination. Start from there. Dream. It works. If you don't have a dream, you're sunk. So this is, let me put it this way. Your outside is destined to catch up with your inside. Or your outside is destined to always struggle to catch up with your inside. This is the principle. Never allow your outside to catch up with your inside. Don't. Because the day that happens, that's the day you're stranded. That is the day you are stranded. That's the day you stop. That's the day you're stuck. So whatever happens to you, keep it outside. Whatever the crisis may be, whatever the challenge may be, whatever the changes may be, keep them outside. On the inside, right? Create a new world. Create a new world. This has worked for me so well, worked for me so much. I'll never regret that I dared to dream. The question, what does it cost? Maybe your ego. Okay. Yeah, it costs nothing. Dream. So you got to have a dream of your next level, at least. So you are clerk, have a dream that you're becoming a manager. You're a manager, have a dream you're becoming the CEO. Have a dream you're going to own a business of your own. Have a dream you're going to be married and have kids. Have a dream. The dream of the car you love, the dream of how you want to live your life. It was my dream to travel the world, to fly around the world. And I do. It's amazing the way it works. Strategy number two. Take in new information. Take in new information. We're talking about how you become a new person that can create a new world and live in it. Take in new information. Pay attention to that word information. Break it into two. What do you have? In and what? Formation. In and formation. This is why knowledge is so powerful. And this is why I have tremendous respect for you, that you are investing this time to be a part of this webinar. Once you see someone that has no value for wisdom, you've seen somebody that is not going anywhere. I am serious. I said it before. If you don't change your thoughts, you're not going to change your life. You alter your thoughts, you alter your life. Take in new information. Why? Because what goes in through your eyes and through your ears forms you on the inside. It forms you. It will never leave you the same. Now, what is going in may be positive, it may be negative. I'm serious. Some of the advice that we get will get us stranded. What food is to the body is what information is to your spirit and soul, the invisible part of you. I ask people, this is your physical body, where did it come from? And sometimes our thinking can just be so mysterious, you know. And some people say from heaven, say, take it easy. Heaven, you know. I say, no, about two-thirds of your body is water. You drank water, okay? The remaining part, it's food, it's bread, chicken, okay? Beans, rice, okay? Potatoes, either fried or mashed. truly what you eat. Good. So the same way food, physical food, forms your body, is the same way knowledge forms your soul, forms your spirit. You know, your quality as a person just cannot be better than the quality of information that you get. So read, watch the videos, listen to the audios, attend the webinars. I say again, thank you for being a part of this webinar. You've put premium on your own life. I also do. But let me point this out to you, that right now, in the world we're living in right now, self-education is very important. A good chunk of the curriculum in the school system is outdated. Knowledge is moving at a very fast rate now, and most of the curriculum was designed for the Industrial Revolution. It's to get people trained to work in industries, work in factories. You know, the world has changed right now. Self-education is important. So you've got to, you know, have the dream and then know where to go get the correct information that will help you to become the person in the dream and go for it. Strategy number 3, get ready to die. Let me qualify that quickly. Somebody said, let me run away. No, don't run away. You can see that I put the die in quotes. Get ready to die over and over. Now, what does it mean to die? I said earlier on, loss of control. You see, a seed has to disintegrate. That's what we call dying. It's not that it ceases to exist totally. Its life is not exterminated. Oh no, it is that what it used to be disintegrates. Then something evolves. Ooh, beautiful. Starts as a small shoot. Oh yeah. People be wondering what's going on, but sincerely speaking, it's going to grow into a mango tree or into an orange tree that never existed before and that now has the capacity to produce fruits that never existed before that have seeds in them, which when you plant, they too will produce fruits that will have seeds in them, which when you plant, I'm talking about your potential. See, you refuse to go through this death and resurrection experience. You just remain the way you are. Your potentials will be cut. Just imagine that seed. It has the potential of becoming an orchard or a forest, but it's still a seed because it has not gone through the death and resurrection experience. So the loss of control is over your ideas, your beliefs. To change levels financially, I have to let go of old ideas. To get money, you must have money. I left that level a long time ago because in the first place, I'm now at a level where I know the real money is not the paper. It's not the cash, it's not the coins, it's value. Value is intangible, so you move it around with your ideas and with your thoughts. real money is actually just an idea, okay? So I'm just saying, you will have to let go some of your values. Some things that you held very important before, let them go. That's what this pandemic is about. That is what it is about. Some of the things that we thought, hey, I have to do this, I must buy this. It's like if I don't buy this, I will die. If I don't go on vacation, I will die. Have you died? No, not yet. Especially if you were able to avoid the virus. So we can do without all of them. What have we got left right now? We've got God. We've got our families to support us right now, minimum basic. And then you have a shelter over your head, you have food to eat. It's a season for us to arrange our values. So letting go of old ideas, old beliefs, old values, and shifting our minds, shifting our paradigms, you know, that's what's happened. Some people just refused to adopt technology. Just refused to adapt to the internet, okay? And then now, that's it. If you don't do this, you're out. Okay, so let me give you an idea of one day that I died and resurrected. Oh my God, it's a very interesting one. Okay, so it's many years ago, and it's summer vacation, and then, so, I concerned, David, I said, I'm concerned. You're not reading books. You used to read books, now you don't read books anymore, and I'm uncomfortable with the fact that you're on your laptop all the time. He allowed me to blow her to say everything and then said that I'm reading. I said, well, reading what? Where are the books? He said, they're here, and pointed at his laptop. That day, that, you see, I've not forgotten, that's why I'm sharing it. So I got to realize that the books were now in electronic format, and he had loads of them on the laptop. You know what I did? I apologized. I said, I'm sorry. I said, wow. I said, you know what? To my generation, a book is a book. Right? The physical one. So that's what I'm saying. Look, if you hold on to old ideas, you will fizzle out. It is when a seed disintegrates that a new being with greater potential emerges. So some of the things you bragged about, you know, old opinions that we held strongly, we need to let them go. That's the process, okay? Get ready to die over and over. Now, sincerely speaking, once you're that flexible in your mind, then you won't get stranded. Because this is something that we have to do over and over through life. And the next strategy, number four, do what you have never done before. You've shifted your thinking now. You're seeing new opportunities now, new possibilities now. Then take action. Experiment. Dare something. Take a risk. Yeah, some people need to change their cities where they live. Some people need to change their line of vocation. Where you are now is killing you. What you're doing right now is boring you to death. Excuse me, so what do you want to do? Try something new. Attend a seminar you never attempted before. It's amazing. I can't imagine how people will be struggling with finances. And then they say this seminar or this webinar is on finances and they don't want to attend because they are not familiar with it. Do what you're not familiar with. Right? That's the point. Do what you have never done before. Okay? So, learn from your failures. You say failure? Oh, sure. If you're going to do things you've never done before, I can guarantee you they're going to work out right. But I can guarantee you there will be some of the most powerful learning opportunities you ever had in your life. Yeah? Learn from the failures. I have failed many times. And I still do things that don't work out. I don't build monuments on my failures. I learn from them. What did not work, but what seems to work, I adapt a little bit. I change the approach. I try again. So learn from your failures, but never give up. Wow. So this is why you should not go through this journey alone. This is unfamiliar territory. The future is uncertain for all of us. We've not been there before. Okay? So it's like they say, a tree won't make a forest. It's then better to rub minds with other people, to get ideas from other people, especially people that have achieved success in the area in which you are trying to achieve success. Here are some times in my life that have shown me proof that this works. I ask questions from my friends. You know, I ask questions from my friends. You know, one of them, I just said, oh, we just got this new facility. I want you to come and advise me. You know, I like the way you do your things with excellence. So can you just come and advise me on how we can, you know, renovate the place with excellence? He says, well, before I come, I'll just tell you one thing. Go get all the money that you can get in this world and pour it into the place. He said, your money will come back. I have never forgotten that statement. And that was some 21 years ago. I have not forgotten it. Up until that time, whenever I thought of doing something with very good quality, the only thing I thought about was how much it was going to cost me. And that was where the idea died. My friend shifted my thinking. He said the money was coming back. I only saw it as an expense. I never saw it as an investment. Excellence attracts excellence. I'm telling you, since then, I have seen doing things with very high quality as investment. And my money has always come back. Just an advice from a friend. I can tell you everything else that I've learned. Advice from my mentors. Advice from my coaches. So let's recap, right? Because I know it's quite late in some places. Number one, have a dream. Have a dream. Have a dream. You cannot afford not to have a dream. So after the pandemic, who are you going to be? What are you going to do? What are you going to become? Okay, there is life after COVID-19. There's going to be. Definitely, it's just a bend. It's just a bend. The world has seen pandemics before. The world continued after that. Have a dream. Next, take in new information. I'm glad you're part of this webinar. Make it a habit. Reading, okay? Get ready to die over and over, to lose control over your ideas, opinions, even your current level of success. Get ready so you don't get stranded. Then do what you have never done before. When you become successful, this is the point. You don't wait until success, until change wipes away your success before you now begin to think of the new thing you will become. I'm telling you, while the success is on, think next level. Why? Because change is inevitable. Secondly, disruption can come at any time. Changes in technology. Okay, here you have a health hazard changing the world. Disruption can come at any time. So, what will you want to become next? Do what you've never done before. So, some of the new things you want to do, you can try as experiments on the side. Try as experiments on the side. Because, and that eventually may become the main thing you'll be doing 10 years from now, 5 years from now. And please remember to learn from failures, but never to give up. Yes, we put that as number 5 here, but it's part of number 4. Learn from your failures. Never give up. Never, ever give up. And just in case you're at that point right now where you're thinking, what's even the purpose of everything? I'm confused, I'm packing. Never give up. Tell yourself, I will never give up. I won't give up too soon. There's a new me, a beautiful me, a better me that is emerging. Awesome. Check in time. Is this all helpful for you? If it is, give me a yes in the chat room. Yes. What did you learn? How to reinvent yourself and your career. Upgrading your capacity to take advantage of change. What if you could do these same strategies and learn to apply them to your life right now? Will that make a difference for you? I want to hear how I can be of help. I want to help. There aren't many people that have been successful, you know, that are open, that are willing to help other people. I just discovered with time. Where I am now and what I do is normal to me, habit, okay? Like, I was asked, how many times did you fly last year? Okay, and I had not even thought about it because flying is just a normal part of my life now. And then I go into my diary, I count, and it's 55 flights in 1 year. That's huge. And then I look back 20 years ago, so how many times was I flying in a year? Maybe once. Or none at all, okay? Maybe once or twice. And 55 times, almost every flight, first class, that's a lot of money. How did I get from there to here, right? So, I just want to share. I want to help somebody because I realize there's someone listening to me today who even has greater potential than I do, who's a greater genius than I am. and the person just needs a little bit of advice. Can I help you to get a clear roadmap and to provide some accountability for creating a life of opportunities? Can I help you build a goal plan, give you access to me and my team with additional training, with courses? I'll tell you what, I have discovered the power in mentoring and coaching. I said it earlier on, but let me explain. If you want to open a door, you have a bunch that has 50 keys. You don't know which key is going to open the door. You will spend a long time, or you may spend a long time. It's the probability you will get the right key the first time is very low. So you'll be trying. But if someone came who knew the key to use and said, use this one, what happened? The person shortened your learning curve. That's what mentoring has done for me. Saved me from losses. Saved me from loss of time, loss of money, loss of opportunities. Saved me from wasting my life, literally. Mentoring. Now, mentoring is a relationship where someone is just interested in your development generally. So you can ask questions. The person cares about you. So the person can ask you questions generally. You can ask the person questions, and the person just wants you to improve. It may be generally, it may be in a specific area of life. But then coaching is different. So I'll tell you my trajectory. I started with teaching. So on radio, I teach. On TV, I teach. And thousands of people are listening to me. Okay? Hundreds of thousands. Actually, it's millions now, to be honest. Okay? Because I'm on TV, on global channels that cover almost every single country on this planet. But I realized teaching like that is like, you know, you have a dress, maybe I make a shirt, it's one size, I give it to everybody. For some people, it will fit. For some, it will be too tight. For some, it will be too large. You need adjustments for these things to fit the lives of individuals. So I then moved on to mentoring, which is still general. But then I discovered coaching. Is it? It is task-oriented. It is tailor-made. Somebody can guide you step by step, you know, step by step in the application of the principles and the methods. I invest a lot of money, tens of thousands of dollars every year, receiving coaching. You say, why? I say, well, coaching gives you speed to achieve success. And then coaching helps you to remain successful. Remember what we're talking about is reinventing, right? So I'm experimenting, trying something I've never tried before. I get a coach in that area. I would rather pay the person money, let the person, after experience of 20 years, 30 years, just tell me, do 1, 2, 3, 4. I get the results I want to get. So even the best people in our world, the most effective people, still have coaches. There's a reason why Lionel Messi will still listen to a coach. Why Cristiano Ronaldo, you know, and all the other amazing sportsmen and women will listen to coaches. Yeah, it's very easy for you to lose 360-degree awareness as you become successful. So you need someone outside your life to help you look at it. All right. So this is what I decided to do. Build a community. Build a community of people globally. Leverage technology to build this community of people that help themselves to succeed globally. Not only do we share principles, but we share our application, our experiences, and help one another. Listen, the world is getting more challenging. In fact, you couldn't find a better time to say that than now during this pandemic. The world is getting more challenging, getting darker, so to speak. Don't travel alone. So I invite you to be a part of our community. I've been creating training programs the last few months that include videos and workbooks for members of our community. Do you want to know how we can work together in this community? Okay, so let me tell you how it works. I believe this has been helpful to you. I did research, I dug into my own stories to share. This is only a tip of the iceberg. on what I know about reinventing yourself. I created a course. It has 6 videos. I created a workbook. Okay. So you take the course, you watch the videos, and then you go through the workbook, answering the questions that I put there. What you have imagined is a plan, some action steps. Okay. You take concrete action, your life will change. So that's, you know, what my courses are all about, just to help you to go further and faster, and for you to have a community, you know, to work with. So do you want to see what is inside? Okay, good. So you have this course, how to reinvent yourself and your career. I create a workbook for each class. Who is the workbook created for? The person that is driven to grow himself or herself and a legacy in their business. You want to grow a business, save for your future, be a better boss, maybe even become your own boss, leave a legacy for your children because you're successful already. So the value is phenomenal. We try to put the value in dollars. It's just a lot of money, okay? So this is it. So you can buy this course as a standalone. This course, how to reinvent yourself or your career. Okay. Standalone, and you have access to it for life. Or we have another option that we call the bundle. This is what it looks like. The courses, some of the courses I created till now. Some, not all, but this one is the first one, how to reinvent yourself in your career. Building self-esteem is powerful. Wealth code, success code, 5-phase growth system for small businesses. Most businesses die within the first 2 to 3 years. I've been through it. And then I created this course to help people to grow their businesses from small to big. This alone is a bomb. 10 ways to increase your income. Anybody who's known me knows. I did some research. I experimented with some things in my own life. My finances changed. I'm sharing what I know. I hate to see people struggling in their finances. That's a whole course on its own. 10 ways to increase your income, and it's practical. How to create solutions for your boss and advance your career. I'll tell you, I worked as an employee somewhere before, and I just shot straight up into the executive room because I tried to find out what would work. That is what I share here. How to create solutions for your boss and advance your career. And then how to beat procrastination. When it comes to this thing, I have that tendency. I beat it, okay? I dealt with it to a large extent. And we are, you know? So you have all of that, plus a workbook for each course. And then that's for the bundle. And then if you get the bundle, all those courses will give you access to them for 1 year, okay? They will bring you into our private Facebook group. Only those at that level. They share, ask questions, discuss answers together. We try to provide answers for one another and make progress together. That's a special group on its own. And then, of course, if you get the bundle today, I'm giving you a bonus. Okay, it's another course. Passion for success. It's huge. Okay, so put all of that together. Put all of that together in the bundle. Why am I putting these figures? I'll explain to you. When I buy a book for $20, wisdom tells me it's one of the greatest investments I'm making in my life. Some of the books in my library are written by some of the most successful people on this planet. Some have died, some are still alive. I have books written by billionaires. I buy a book written by a billionaire for $20. What am I paying for? What's $20 for? It's just the paper and the ink and the other things that contributed to the production. $20 for the experience of a billionaire, experience gained over 20 years, 30 years, sometimes 40 years. You pay $20 for that. That is why the people that buy books or information products, that go to school, that attend classes, are the wisest people on this planet. Because investing in upgrading your thinking is the best investment you make in your life. I rub minds with a billionaire, my mind will never remain the same again. Okay, so if I now make a billion, am I going to pay the person back? No, I paid only $20. That's why I'm trying to put figures here that look, this is what wise people know. That when you invest in wisdom, you invest in knowledge, the value is always far more than what you pay. Okay? The figures we put here, since as we can, they're very modest figures. I know the value of what we share. Okay? So, this is it. Whatever it is we wrote there, you buy this course today, How to Reinvent Yourself and Your Career, it's $19. Remember, it's only this course you will get, and you will have access to it. You don't have to finish it in one day. You can come back to it anytime you want. Okay, so there's a link right now in the chat room. When you click on it, you'll get the information there on how to get it. Okay. Now let me talk about the bundle, where you get all those courses, all those 8 courses, right? And the bonus one, and the workbooks, and you join the Facebook group, right? $127. You have access to those courses for 1 year. You can come in at any time you like. You know, go through all the, and all of them have the videos, have the slides, they have workbooks, okay? You come in whenever you like. You grow, you eat, you take in the new information, you get in information, okay? You go through the workbooks, it's huge. It's a huge library, all right, for just $127. Listen, I am passionate, that's all. Just passionate about seeing the world improve. Passionate about seeing the world improve. It's not about money. The thing that gives you the greatest fulfillment on this planet is investing in other people's lives. I promise you that. Some of us have been deprived of money before, and then we tend to think, oh, if I could have a lot of money, I would be happy. Money in itself will help you to be happy up to a point. Once you go beyond having your basic needs met, money won't make you happier. It is what you do with it that will determine whether you'll be happier or not. And helping other people with it is what will make you happy. Don't think that Bill Gates is crazy. Now he's resigned from Microsoft, okay? Full-time philanthropist. Solving problems for people. Attacking polio, attacking malaria all over the world. It's giving him a sense of meaning. The money means nothing. It's just a value in the account. What are you going to do? Eat more food to the size of the money you have? I promise you, you cross the age of 50 like I have, the more food you eat, the more problems you get. So what are you going to do with the money? Live in 10 houses at the same time? Try to sleep in all 10 in one night, just so that you can feel and enjoy your money. You're going crazy, okay? So it's not about the money, okay? It's about the fact that we want people to change. And somebody says, then why don't you give it for free? I say, well, I do a lot of that already. I can never feel guilty. I do a lot of that already. This webinar is free. But I noticed one thing in my 25 years of sharing like this. People don't value most of the time what they get for free. When people pay, they pay attention. So that's why I told you, I pay tens of thousands of dollars every year just to get coaching. Ask me, so do you use those things that the coaches tell you? I do. I don't want to waste my money. I do big time. Those that pay attention. Okay, so, but for us, this is a very, very tiny investment. So please click on the link. It's right there in the chat room. And when you get on the page, please scroll to the bottom. Because at the top, you only have the single offer, but at the bottom, you have the bundle. Let me explain again. The single offer, you get only this course. how to reinvent yourself in your career. The bundle, you get 8 courses plus a bonus. And you have access to them for 1 year. The access will expire after that. But continuously for 1 year, you have access to all those courses, the workbooks, everything, and then we bring you into a special Facebook group, private Facebook group. All right? Good. Now, some time ago, you know, some people said, oh, the 127, can I break the payment? Then we said, okay, fine. So my team, amazing people who have the same heart that I have, said, let's give the option of 2 installments. So yeah, you'll see that on the page too. So you actually can buy the bundle and pay in 2 installments. It couldn't be better than that. So please click on the link, yeah, in the chat room right now. And check out the offers that we have for you there, right? So, I attended the training late last year, and it cost me a lot of money. Okay, I'm glad I did. You know why? I made my money back.